That brings us to the part of the program where we will be having a conversation with one of our proud listeners, one of our own. That's so cool. We're going to chat to Sue Extian shortly about how the Lord brought her through a stroke and how her journey beautifully illustrates the transformation of power of God's grace and the influence of supportive relationships in overcoming life's challenges. I love stories like this, and it absolutely empowers me as well. And to listen to someone that have gone through the victory and is standing as a victorious winner on the other side. So this afternoon, such a privilege and honor to say hello to one of our very own listeners, Sue Extian. Good afternoon, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the program today.
Well, Sue, to be bluntly honest with you, you've actually got my attention just with this opening paragraph that I had to read right now, because it must have been an ordeal and to go through a stroke, probably fear, not nice. Please, tell us your testimony and how this changed your life.
Yes, I came back from a 5-kilometer hike, a walk. And I went up to the shower, and then I know nothing. My husband came to the house, whistled at me, and he had no reply, so he went outside. And he came back a little while later and whistled again, and there was no reply. So he quickly ran up the stairs, came to the bathroom, and there I was, on the floor, unconscious. So he got an ambulance. I was taken to Wilgers Hospital, where I was in ICU for 2 days. I know nothing about the 2 days. Apparently, they did MRI scans and all sorts of things that I know nothing about. And on the third day, I woke up in a ward, and I thought, this is a hospital. What happened to me? And then my husband and my son came around, and they told me that I had a major stroke. The stroke was aphasia, which destroys your whole vocabulary system. You can't talk. You can't write. My right arm was affected. I couldn't drive or do anything with the right arm. And, couldn't talk to them about anything either. They just sort of spoke to me and I listened. And then the Lord took over from there. So I can just say that I'm nothing as I sit here today. It's by the grace of Abba alone that He just took me through this whole ordeal. And, you know, the doctors told me that I would be able to speak about 4 words around about 6 months later. And after 12 days, I could already speak 14 words in a row. Not very clearly, but I could speak. I couldn't drive for 6 months. Couldn't use a knife or anything as dangerous as that. But I practiced very hard. I used to sit for about 5 hours a day, trying to write, trying to do all sorts of exercises with my hands to get the fingers moving again, working with pegs and with little beads and string and all sorts of things. I went to a speech therapist. I was 2 weeks in the hospital and then for 2 weeks in NeoMet Rehabilitation Hospital as well. And then I went home. And, I was with a speech therapist for about 5 weeks. And then she said to me, "You're a walking miracle. I can't believe what I'm seeing, the way that you're talking, the thing you're writing." I couldn't write very well, but I could write. And I came home and I thought, the Holy Spirit said to me, you have to write a book. There are a lot of people who go I still have to make little paths in my brain for the new words to get through, because the whole area that was destroyed above my left ear, everything is destroyed. So I have to make new paths to talk to you. So now every now and again there's a little bit of a something where I have to think about a word before I speak it, yeah. So a little while ago, I listened to a song that said, when Jesus was on the cross, I was on his mind. There's no time or space with him. He knows our future as well as our past, and we can rest in him and trust him with every breath we take. So it's just wonderful to know that we have a God who loves us so much that he takes such good care of us. And he is so concerned with everything we go through in our lives. And I can just sit here and think, you know, if I can just let people know that God is a God of love. He's a God who cares so much about us. I can tell you that Mahatma Gandhi said, speak only when it improves on the silence. So when I read that, I thought, you know, I have to proclaim that Abba Father gives grace and loves us more than we can ever think or imagine. You know, there's a space here that robbed me of my speech. My typewriting was about 125 words a minute, and I went down to 5 minutes for one sentence when I started typing. But I typed a whole book in a year that explains everything about the stroke, everything that I went through, the path that I walked, the frustrations, the motivation, God's great love for me. It is just absolutely so wonderful. And, you know, my husband a little while ago, he mentioned to me about Nehemia. Naaman, who had to dip himself for 7 times in the water after he got the skin disease. And my husband said, you know, if you stop at number 6, you're never going to get healed. You know, if you stop at number 6 with anything that you go through in your life, you're not going to get the healing or the motivation. And he said, you have to go for the 7 times. Dip yourself in the water for 7 times, and the Lord will do it. And it spoke to me so much, and I thought, you know, this victory that I went through, the victory that I obtained, is amazing, because we don't fight towards victory; we fight from victory. Jesus has already won the battle on the cross. So the radiance of God's luminosity and splendor has caused brilliance in my life. And I can just sit here today and tell to the listeners, please, just trust him. Just trust him with your whole heart and use what he's given you. He's given you a brain, and you can use it, you know, and you can work at it. And with your trust in him and with his love for you, you will win with whatever battle you're facing today.
Sure. See, this is so powerful. It takes me back to Scripture, and in Scripture where Jesus healed someone, and Jesus said, now go and go tell everyone about the miracle that happened here. And that is exactly what you just did. And by his stripes, we are healed. Such an awesome, awesome testimony. Thank you very much for sharing that with us and with our listeners.
Yeah, and I can just end off here by saying Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, so you can walk with God in his strength and in his love, and you can overcome every battle you face today.
Wow. Thank you very much, Sue. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners from Gauteng to the Cape. God bless you, and may your healing just continue.
Thank you very much. And I just want to mention also to the listeners, if they are interested in my book, I don't have a lot left, but I have the book available, and they can contact me, and I'll give you my cell phone number. It's 082- 0856-1277. And the book is called Who Says A Stroke of Brilliance?
Sure. All right. I'll give out those details through to the client services as well. Thank you very much, Sue. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Blessings. Bye-bye, Sue. Wow. All right, so let me repeat those details for you if you're interested in the book called Who Says The Stroke of Brilliance by Sue Extian. If you want to get a hold of that book and you want to hear the testimony that Sue that survived the stroke and her journey and her healing journey and the absolute miracle that God has done in her life, then you send her, you can get in contact with her on 082-856-1277.